Well, 32 days until the Rocket Mortgage Classic here at the Detroit Golf Club. Not that I'm counting, but I'm sure this guy has needed every single day since the last Rocket Mortgage Classic. And he gets a few more days this year as it moves from the beginning of July until, as Mr. Big Voice said, late July, July 28th through the 31st. Kindly joining us, the executive director of the Rocket Mortgage Classic, Mr. Jason Langwell. Jason, really appreciate it. I know how busy you are, and I'm sure you're glad you got an extra few weeks at least to prepare for it this year.
Yeah, we'll take it, right? Yeah, no, it's been a really busy stretch. You know, we kind of jokingly talk about this as our third consecutive year two, for RMC, and we've got an extra month or so to take all those year two improvements from the first three year twos and put them into play. And we've got a really exciting game plan in place. The team's really working hard. We got our media day tomorrow, as you mentioned, and we're ready for a great show this summer.
You know, it's amazing, Jason. The one thing that people have been clamoring for the last few weeks is, I can't tell you how many times somebody said to me, when are we going to hear about the field? When are we going to hear about the field? The field didn't disappoint. The player commitments from the last week, this is certainly a darn good list of players that are going to be out here this year.
Yeah, great mix of guys. You know, obviously headlined by Will Zalatoris. Guys made a ton of noise this year in majors. And you know, we got a bunch of past world number ones, guys like Jason Day and Justin Rose. Justin making his first time trip up here. And another guy we've been trying to get here who's come for his first time. We're pumped about is Matt Kuchar. Excited to hear the Detroit fans screaming Cooch out there. You know, making his maiden voyage here. And, you know, we've got a guy too, future stars. I mean, Cameron Young is he's clearly a front runner for rookie of the year and playing some good golf. Ricky's excited to have Ricky Fowler back. And of course, our defending champ who's rolling into town, tomorrow morning to be here with us for media day, Cam Davis, who were able to get it done last year. We need 77 holes to get it done last year. And we got some other top 40 guys too, guys like Kevin Kisner, who loves to come back. Excited to see him back. You know, we weren't sure, you know, he was defending champ at Wyndham, and we weren't sure if that was going to impact his ability to come back, but loves the golf course and feels like he can win here. I mean, you look at his record here, he's probably of all the guys, probably the highest index in terms of where he finishes in terms of top 15, top 20 here. And then Tony Finau, you know, two-time winner on tour. I think he's 17 in the world now and just, really loved the trip that he had last. So excited to have him back. So yeah, like I said, we're really excited about the field we've got and had a good week at Travelers this week and feel like we're on the cusp of hopefully announcing a couple other real solid names here this coming week.
Jason Langwell, executive director of the Rocket Mortgage Classic, kindly joining us. By the way, Jason, did we mention that tickets are on sale? Have we mentioned that yet? How can we help you get the word out about that?
Yeah, no, they are. They're going fast and furious, obviously ignited by the player and field announcement earlier this week. Tickets are on sale. You can go to rocketmortgageclassic.com. Tickets, as I said, are going. We're poised for another sellout again, certainly for the weekend, if not before. Grounds tickets start at just $60 for Thursday's round. They go up in price a little as the week goes on. And we've got some amazing shared hospitality options out there. The Lending Tree Lounge, which is right behind, 16. It's also behind 17 now. We've actually got the structure going behind 17 green. It's actually come up out of we built it up out of the little pond that was behind 17 there for a great viewing. And Mick Ultra Athletic Club's going to start at 250. Right behind 15 there. So some really good options for an upgraded experience. But we're also doing a lot, again, in bringing back our youth options. So any ticketed adults can be able to get youth 15 and under in for free, which we're really excited about. And really excited, too, just about what's happening with our partners at DT Energy. For the first time ever, we're going to be able to do our Detroit Community Days that they're sponsoring. So it'll be complimentary admission and parking for all fans. On our special event days on Tuesday and Wednesday. So you can come out, watch a youth clinic presented by the Children's Foundation. You can come stick around later, watch the Area 313 Celebrity Scramble take place with all of our big names and celebs, and then come back on Wednesday and enjoy the Delta Dental Pro-Am as well for free. Something we'd really be wanting to do to be very inclusive and provide an opportunity for the residents of Detroit to come out and celebrate with us. And so great options available. Get to rocketmortgageclassic.com before they go. And as we continue to make field announcements, we're seeing our supplies, particularly on Friday, Saturday, and early Sunday, tightening up.
This is how good Jason is, right? Because I was going to ask him about the kids 50 and under and free, but he just goes down the list of everything that's going. I'm like, okay, I'm out. I got nothing to say. I got nothing to ask you. But I will say, since 2019, the event has invested more than $5.25 million into nonprofit organizations, including $3.2 million throughout Changing the Course initiative, first launched in 2020. So, you know, we always say kudos to you guys and everything you're doing for the community and you and Dan. And I know Brian's a big supporter, Mr. Gilbert, and so are we, and Rocket Mortgage and all you guys do. So thank you.
No, thanks. I appreciate that. I mean, and that's the why, right? I mean, that's, you know, that's what we like to remind fans is that, and a lot don't know that, you know, PGA Tour events ultimately are supported and operated as a 501c3. And every time they're out, whether it's buying a ticket or a hot dog or a cold beverage, that's going to help us contribute to our mission of serving Detroit and ending the digital divide, which is Dan's vision from the get-go, is to bring the event to Detroit, shine a massive spotlight in the city, create a positive influence, impact the outcome. And, you know, we're doing that under the leadership of, you know, our board that's led by Jay Farner. And we've just really proud of what we've been able to do with the Change of the Course initiative and excited to make some announcements tomorrow about some progress that we're making, some tangible things that we're doing to put those dollars into action to really go out and create connectivity throughout the city.
It's an extremely focused committee, isn't it? I mean, these guys are focused.
Now, you know, just to add on that, and I'm not going to have Jason comment, but, you know, people always ask me, what do you think about LIV? And what do you think about all this stuff? And to hear stuff like this and about the community and the PGA Tour and what it does for giving and the communities, that's what's probably most important about the PGA Tour and these events. And you can't ever take that away. And I think you can't forget about that.
No, there's no doubt about it. I mean, for what Mr. Gilbert's doing for the city of Detroit, again, I'm blown away every year. And then just to listen to Jason speak and how focused and how much direction and how, I mean, just how fast this came together that first year, I was still blown away that happened. But it's incredible, the team, I mean, that they've put together for this event. It's just a 4-round golf tournament. Yeah, but all this detail, all this information, all this stuff, I mean, for the community, it's just, I think it's great. I'm so happy because I was born and raised in Detroit. So I'm ecstatic it's back in Detroit.
Jason Langwell, kindly joining us. He is, of course, the executive director of the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Jason, I'm sure you know this, but let me remind you, it is amazing to me when you see people out here, how much they enjoy how, I guess the best way to put it, the fan experience is for this tournament. The Area 313 is something that so many people talk about. Anything new to add to that fan experience this year? I know that's something near and dear to everybody's hearts in the Rocket Mortgage Classic world.
No, it is. It's been a big focus. As far as I mentioned, we have made some additional enhancements. We're going to be adding two new kind of high energy kind of fan pockets in Area 313. So behind Nick Ultra Athletic Club, we're going to have the Area 313 Village. And then over on Golfers Right of 14, we're going to have the Area 313 Grove, which is a nice little area over there. If you kind of block it out right there on bar five, you're kind of in a nice shaded
we'll
area.
Call it the Grove, the golf ball Grove.
Yeah, it is a golf ball Grove. Yeah, we've cleared those out. And, you know, a couple of really cool fan experience areas out there. Additionally, too, we've got the CDW Youth Golf Zone. And so the Detroit Golf Club driving range, we're going to convert into an area where we'll have instruction and youth will be able to get their hands and their clubs, you know, their hands in their clubs. We've been trying to figure out a way to do that. And there's so much energy. You go out there and you're a youngster and you see what's happening, whether you do or don't know how to play the game. It's like all of us, we want to go and put a, you know, club in our hands. And so we've created an area with the help of the CDW. We're going to be able to go and get instruction as we're having that going throughout the entire week, which is something we're really excited to be able to do. So whether you're a fan of golf, fan of fun, fan of Detroit, you know, we're going to have something for you. And as I always like to say, the best thing about, for those that haven't been out, watch golf, it's just, you always get a front row seat. You know, you always get a great seat. You get right up on the rope line and watch the best players in the world competing. And we're going to have that on stage here again this year in less than 35 days.
Do you ever get nervous about some of the, like, wow, what if 313 just grows crazy and gets too nuts and too crazy out there? You ever get nervous about that?
No, we really don't. We don't. That's what we have marshals for. We have, you know, volunteers out there. You know, we get some quiet signs up in a couple of the structures out there. But no, we don't. Quite honestly, I think the players love the energy. It's a balance, right? But
we saw what happened at Waste Management this year.
We did, yeah. Well, you know, right, that's a page on what happened back in on 17 at Warwick back in the day,
yeah,
right? That's
yeah,
where
yeah.
it all started. But no, we've actually talked with our partners at Tryon Solutions about actually adding a second deck there on a second level on that right
nice.
Side.
Whoa. Let's go for the triple decker.
The only room to go is up, right? So, at this point. And so we're looking to do that. We've expanded 1899 Club, Mikkelbeck Ultra Athletic Club's there. We've got it's a great area and the energy's great. I'm just hoping we can get someone to go 313 this year, you know, because we've had Scott Brown made the ace last year, didn't make it to the weekend. He had a 3 and a 1. You don't have to do it consecutively, but any pro that goes 313, not consecutively even, over the course of 4 days triggers a $313,000 award. So we're hopeful we can get that done this year and see if we can't get someone to make it to the weekend and go 313.
Did you guys see what they did at the Canadian Open? They had one of those huge cranes and they lifted up this party platform of people sitting and strapped into seats, and they were sitting there drinking and watching and overlooking everything.
Oh, no kidding.
Oh, it was, I don't know how high up in the air, but
know.
it was a table like this
yeah.
with 18 seats around it with a bartender or two in the middle and TVs.
I did see that.
It was crazy.
It was good.
Next year.
That was really good. Yeah. Next year. Well, we got something on the front nine too. We're adding a new spot called the Treehouse. It's on right behind tournament number 5, the par 3. There's a big tree behind there. We've added a public deck. You're going to get up high, and you're going to see 4, maybe even 5 holes of golf. You'll be able to see right
cool.
on par 3, tee ball on 6, approach on 7, tee ball on 8, and you'll be able to see over from where you're at to actually see one.
Awesome.
From one spot. So a lot of fun things. We added something called the turn right at 9. We've expanded that area. So, yeah, if you've been out a few times, you're going to see a bigger and even better Rocket Mortgage Classic this year than you have in the past. And
exciting.
A lot of that's come from a lot of the feedback that we've gotten from, you know, our volunteer committee and fans. And so, you can hit us, feedback@rocketmortgageclassic.com. we get plenty of it. Everyone's a course designer. Everyone's got all kinds of ideas. We welcome any and all feedback. We look at it as a gift. Christmas every day. Rocket Mortgage Classic.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
Great stuff. Jason, you guys need anything. We'll be out here each and every Sunday for Spin on Golf at this beautiful and historic Detroit Golf Club. Once again, 32 days away from the tournament starting, but so much more leading up to it. And we'll be out here for Media Day tomorrow and so many things. Love to see you out here this year as well. Jason Langwell, Executive Director of the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Really appreciate you taking the time, Jason.
Thanks, fellas. Good to be with you.
Thanks, sir.
All right. Final segment of the show. I've never had a week like this in the few years that we've done this show. This is year 3. There are so many POW opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll get into them when we come back. Final segment of the show. Spin on Golf on a Sunday night on 760 WJR.